Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call on this very special Monday morning, September 30th, 2019. I say it's a special morning. It's a special morning for a lot of reasons. We have got some incredible information to share with you on the call today. We've got none other than $700,000 ring earner and Platinum World Council member, Mr. Mark Riches from Cookeville, Tennessee, who's joining our call here. He's going to be providing our featured training this morning. We're also joined by Mr. Jeff Shorter, who is the supervising attorney and president of the Utah and Wyoming provider law firm, and we're excited to hear from him. Speaking of Utah, this is a special Monday call because it's the Monday before the Leaders at All Levels convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. This week, we're all going to be together in Salt Lake. We're so excited for that. To close the call out today, I've got some tips to just share with you to maximize your time at that Salt Lake City convention. We are also joined by $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Adam Thompson, who's got an important update to close out the month of September. We're doing that today, obviously. It's the last day of the month. It's the last day of the third quarter. I know a lot of you have been setting up production to try to get your third quarter production bonuses. Remember, they're amplified in the third quarter. So any production that you send in today, if it gets you above that production bonus level, then that's going to pay out a bigger bonus than it will tomorrow, which is beginning the fourth quarter. Of course, the fourth quarter is going to be fantastic as well. We know that. But we're focused today on closing out the month of September in a big, big way. And to share some information with that, let's go to the state of Kentucky, where, again, we're joined by $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Adam Thompson. Thank you so much for being on the call here this morning, Adam. Please give us any tips that you've got, any thoughts that you have on closing out the month of September.
Mr. Richards, thank you so much once and for all. At the end of the month, everybody, it might be your very first day in the business. This might be the last day of a hard month for you. You may be at 100, 150, 200 sales, 200 membership sales, but you might have waited until now. Maybe you just saw the information over the weekend on some of our Zooms. Maybe you're starting your business today with Legal Shield. Well, you, everyone in earshot, you can make a difference. Legal Shield calls it making a difference. There's someone out there right now that needs our coverage, someone that's just been hit by identity theft, someone that just found out they're going to need a law firm. You can make a difference by showing the information, reviewing it with them, getting them signed up for a membership today. And maybe you're a seasoned veteran. Maybe you've been around for a while. Maybe you don't know about all of our products, our gun owner supplement, because a lot of us have guns under the bed, but when we use them, we're going to need some help. When we use them in our homes, we're going to need some help. Maybe you don't know about our commercial driver's legal plan. Maybe you don't know about our home-based business supplement. Well, if you're running a Legal Shield business, as a business, you're going to need some help, maybe a home-based business plan, maybe a small business plan. The point is simply this: raise your belief, make a difference, and here's the crazy part. They're actually going to reward us this month and this month only. In full transparency, I'm embarrassed to say I just found out about this. I am blown away with excitement. I can't believe they're letting us do this. I literally just found out. And that's transparency for me. I've been in this business 5 years, and somehow, some way, I missed the memo. That doesn't make me a bad person. It makes me an excited person because I just found out today, or actually yesterday, that we can purchase our own upgrades. We can get that three bureau monitoring for $5 extra. We can buy the gun owner supplement for $12 a month. We can do those types of things. Trial defense hours. Again, the home-based business supplement, all those little add-ons, we can actually purchase our own. For the first time, I've done this for 63 months now. I've never seen this. So if you're needing to hit some numbers for yourself, if you're brand new, if you just want to raise your belief and experience all the good products and services that we have, now's the time to do that. Mr. Riches, I'll say what we all say, get back to the person who invited you, right? Now get with your upline if you don't know how to do that. It's on Ellison Gage on the far left side. It says U.S., as in United States, raise your belief. There's a specific method they want us to use, and we can literally upgrade our own plans right now and get credit for it today. With that, I'll turn it back to you.
Well, that is fantastic. And, you know, just to echo what you said, I've been doing this for 17 and a half years. I've never seen that. I'm confident that when Mark Rich is, when he shares with us, he's been doing it for longer than I have, 25 years. I don't think he's probably ever seen this type of announcement where we can upgrade our own memberships, get commission on that, get counters for that, and then again, give ourselves the ability to use some of these aspects of the memberships that are available to us. So, Adam, thank you very much for sharing that. Remember the deadlines today. If you're uploading business, then that's got to be done by 5 o'clock p.m. If you're putting business in online through LS Engage or someone signing up on your LegalShield website, or if you're entering business through LegalShield at work, that needs to be done by 11:59 Central Time. All those are Central Time. Just as a reminder, too, for anybody who's entering business on LegalShield at work, you want to make sure to check that. Now, if you've got the business, go ahead and enter it. You don't have to wait until 11:58 to do that. But you can check and just make sure that your commission shares are set up properly. In order to enter business on LegalShield at work, you need to have a commission share in place if you want to split any of that commission. So just make sure that all of those things are done. Any change to a commission share would need to be done during business hours. So before 5 p.m. Central Time today, you would need to send that up, and the earlier the better, so that they can make sure that they get those changes made if you are entering business later on today. Again, we're excited for everything that we've got going on. We're so excited to be in Salt Lake City, Utah this week. I'm flying out tomorrow, and we've got our Solutions in Action training Thursday the 3rd, and I know many of you are registered to come to that training. That's a B2B training from 9 to 3. I can tell you right now there's going to be a huge announcement, a humongous announcement to start off the day in a big, big way. Let me say that one more time. I want to make sure that I'm being 100% clear here. At that Solutions in Action training, this Thursday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time, we're going to start off the day with an enormous announcement for business solution sales, for opening new groups, for sales moving forward. This is going to be a groundbreaking announcement. You want to be in that room. That's just one of the things that are going to be announced during the weekend, but in my opinion, one of the most important things that is going to help our business move forward, not only in the fourth quarter, but 2020 and beyond. You want to make sure that you're there. The event then starts on Thursday evening. We've got a full day Friday. We've got big speakers coming to that event. We've got workshops throughout the day on Friday as well. And then, of course, we'll conclude on Saturday morning. As part of this celebration of coming into the state of Utah, we're really pleased to be joined by Mr. Jeff Shorter today. Jeff Shorter is the president and supervising attorney for the Utah and Wyoming law firm, and we're really excited that he was able to join our call today. Mr. Shorter, thank you for joining us. We're excited to be in Salt Lake City this week in your great state of Utah at this amazing convention. We'd love for you to take a minute and just talk about your experience being with LegalShield. I know you've got now over 20 years, of working with LegalShield members, and what has that been like for you? Any thoughts that you have that would help us as we're going into businesses and working with decision makers and business owners in marketing the small business plan as well? Any thoughts that you have that would be helpful there? We would love to hear that from you as well. But we'll go ahead and turn the call over to you, Mr. Shorter. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you, Mike. My name's Jeff Shorter. I'm the president and supervising attorney for LegalShield for the Utah and Wyoming LegalShield providers. We started with LegalShield in June of 1998. I started just a few months later in March of 1999. I've been practicing law for the last 20 years for Legal Shield. Overall, I've had 30 years as an attorney and spent 20 years with the Legal Shield members in Utah. And then in 2010, we took over for Wyoming, and I've been supervisor of Wyoming and Utah for the past 20 years and 10 years in Wyoming. We have approximately 12 attorneys in our firm, averages about 14 years of experience. Three of our attorneys are practice law in Wyoming, along with one attorney that practices in the state of Nevada. We average about 74 calls a day over our career with Legal Shield, and we range anywhere from 60 to 100 a day, and we average approximately 54 new intakes a day. We call back our members. You're supposed to call them back within a four-hour time frame. Often we're much quicker than that. There have been times when I've returned calls when my staff is still talking with them to clear conflicts on the line. In 2017, our law firm won Making a Difference Award. That year, we recovered $60,000 and saved $45,000 for our memberships for our members under their free benefits. And that, of course, was just what was reported to us. But we're very pleased with that, having our letters and our B1 benefits make a difference. Our benefits make a difference for our Legal Shield members. This year, so far, we've recovered approximately $28,000 for our members. And again, it gives me great pride to do that for our members and to give them value for their Legal Shield memberships. Now, from my personal experience, I've practiced law for about 30 years. I've done all kinds of law prior to starting with our law firm here and doing Legal Shield. Worked at an insurance defense firm and some family law and some other businesses. And I can tell you, it's my great opportunity to practice law, helping Legal Shield members for the past 20 years. I enjoy it. Sometimes I sit at my desk and I can't believe that this is the job that I have. I just sit there and think of how lucky I am to be a Legal Shield attorney, and the opportunity to talk to people and help them and not worry about having to bill them constantly or not waste time with them because I've got to bill clients. And again, that's such an enjoyable part of my day, is chatting with Legal Shield members. Again, I can't believe sometimes that this is my job. I love making a difference, and I make a difference every day with Legal Shield members. I make many calls. I think I made approximately 46,000 calls to Utah members in the past 20 years. And again, I've had a lot of great experience with our members and with the work that I get to do for them. Another great part of being a Legal Shield attorney is I get to meet some great attorneys nationwide who are other Legal Shield providers in all the states and provinces in Canada. And it's just a sheer pleasure and joy to work with these people and just to get to know them and also to travel the country, different states and areas. And just it's just been, like I said, it's been a great blessing in my life. We get a chance to develop best practices. Other law firms come up with ideas. We share them at our conventions. It helps give us a great deal of satisfaction and help. Today, I had the great privilege of sending about 20 members back parts of their Legal Shield retainer. We've done some work for them, and those refunds, we obviously do not keep the retainers if we don't use them. And like I said, it's a great opportunity for me to sign about 20 checks back to our Legal Shield members, giving them back parts of their retainer that were not used by our law firm. Another great opportunity is I get to meet a lot of great associates. I've had the privilege of going to many annual conventions in March, been to many in Oklahoma City and enjoyed Harlan's last evening and his inspiring activities, and what a great thing it was to listen to him at the end of a convention. I've heard so many great speakers and inspiring people, associates and otherwise, who have just made a difference in my life. And it, like I said, it's a privilege I've had to do that for many, many years. The other thing I really enjoy, too, is we have attorney resources with Legal Shield. I get the privilege to work with them and with our staff, trying to make sure that we do a great job for our Legal Shield members and always try to improve our services and improve the work we do. I just want to share one brief story with you. Under the Legal Shield benefits, where they have they get a discounted rate or there's no charge or legal fees for services, I had the great privilege of traveling to Wyoming to Green River a couple of weeks ago, and had a chance to work with a family. There's a stepfather who wanted to adopt his stepdaughter. She pretty much is the only father he's known. She's about 14 years old, and he wanted to have the privilege of having her adopted to him and treat her as his own daughter. And under the Legal Shield membership, they just paid the filing fees and the costs. They did not have any attorney's fees. I had the chance to meet with them in Green River and go in front of the court and get her adopted to him and to become his legal child for all purposes, and for him to become her legal father. And like I said, it's a great experience to make a difference for people and not have to be concerned constantly about bills and billing them. We enjoy working with our small businesses. I enjoy helping them do their business. I know many of them are not interested in doing all of the little things that have to be done. They'd prefer just to do and run their businesses. So we give them that chance by sending out collection letters for them. We get the chance to help them with business questions, employment questions, what to do, what not to do, how to prepare for future events, how to protect themselves from potential lawsuits. And our business members, again, are great to work with. We help them with their documents, reviewing their documents, helping them make sure that they do the things that are legally appropriate and that will make a difference for them and help them accomplish their job, which is to run their business. That's what they want to do. They don't want to be involved in legal matters. They just want to run their business. And so that's been a great opportunity to do that as well. Again, I'm so thankful to be a Legal Shield attorney. I've done this for 20 years and plan on ending my career as a Legal Shield attorney. And I can't believe all the friends and people I've met over the years who have made my life better. And I'd like to welcome all of you to Salt Lake City this next week, Leaders at All Levels Convention in Salt Lake. Hope you enjoy being here. If you've never been here before, we have great, beautiful mountains. Hope you have a chance to come in maybe a day or two early and stay a day or two later and see all that there is to see in the Salt Lake Valley and Salt Lake City. And we just want to welcome you here with open arms and can't wait to see all of you. I'll turn the time back over to you, Mike.
Well, Mr. Shorter, thank you very, very much for sharing with us here this morning. And thank you for your dedication and your commitment to our Utah and Wyoming members. I know that commitment, and you mentioned the great associations that you have with other law firms and other attorneys from across North America, and I know that level of commitment really does exist with each of our provider firms. Thank you for sharing that with us. It's palpable. It's real. We can feel it. And it makes it so much easier to take these products into businesses. This week when we're sitting down with a decision maker or a business owner, again, marketing that small business plan, it's incredible to know that we've got that kind of dedication and commitment and passion backing us up, that when these members are going to call, that they're going to get people who are committed to their future. And I love the story that you shared about the father, the adoption. Again, an uncontested adoption covered 100% once that member's been on for at least 90 days. What a great value. You know, that they were able to get that done. It's an important thing, and it's something that obviously is meaningful to many families. Many families would, I'm sure, be happy to pay hundreds or thousands of dollars. I don't know happy, but they would do it. They would pay hundreds or thousands of dollars to get that done. It's that important. But to be able to do that and not have to pay any attorney fees, what a great deal. And I know that feels good to be able to offer that to individuals and families. It certainly feels good for us to be able to do that across North America. Thank you again, Mr. Shorter. I'm so excited for our featured training this morning. We've got, again, Mr. Mark Rich's $700,000 ring earner, Platinum World Council member, 25-year veteran with this company. And let me just say, there's a lot. I could go on for 30 minutes and talk about my brother's accolades. He's obviously an amazing leader. He's built an incredible business. But let me say this. I want to talk to all of us that are listening to this call, both live and on recording. When you have the chance to listen to someone that's gone out and done exactly what you're trying to do, and that's what Mark Riches has done. He hasn't made $700,000 a year, over $12 million in the business, with a different product or a different opportunity or a different marketing plan or a different comp plan. If anything, when he started, it was a little bit more difficult back then. But it's always been the same products. He's had the exact same opportunity that you and I have. I would encourage you to listen and to take notes and actively listen to any millionaire that's giving you advice. But when you've got a multimillionaire that's done it with the exact same opportunity that you and I have, that's time, folks, that it's not time to passively listen. It's not time to just, you know, nod our head and say, oh, here's Mark Riches again. I know we're fortunate that we get to hear from him regularly, but I hope that we're actively listening. I hope that we're not just hearing, but actively listening means that we're taking notes and then applying what Mr. Rich is talking about here. I hope that we're taking full advantage of these special opportunities to have incredible leaders, and I don't know of anyone that fits that bill more than Mr. Mark Riches. Mark, thank you so much for being on the call this morning. We're very excited to hear from you. We'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you very much, Mike. Good morning to everyone. What a great segment there from Mr. Jeff Shorter. Thanks to him for hopping on the call and sharing that great commitment. You know, that's what we sell. We sell the provider law firm and the great service they provide. And, you know, in my 25 years in the business, Mike, I've definitely seen the quality of our service increase and improve. And Jeff Shorter is a great example of that from the Utah provider law firm. Here we are closing out another month. It seems like the older I get, the more grandchildren I have. Just had another grandchild, number 12, on Friday, so I'm excited about that. And the older I get, time just flies by a lot quicker. I know some of you can relate to that, but here we are at the last day of another month, closing out the third quarter of 2019. And I'm just super excited. Congratulations to everyone that has had a great month so far and hit and accomplished their goals. And I'm looking forward to seeing many of you in Salt Lake City this weekend. I'm going to be flying out there tomorrow with my wife, Jennifer, and attending some of the trainings on Wednesday. Looking very much forward to Mike and the B2B training, the special training on Thursday with the big announcement. It is a big announcement. I know what it is, and I'm telling you, you'll want to be there. And if you want to text me, I can text you updates from the, you know, we've lost our text provider. Well, we didn't lose them. It just was an $800 a month fee to continue, which we didn't want to do. But you can text me personally, and I'll send you updates from the convention in Salt Lake City. We'd love to have you there, and we still have some tickets. But if you're not planning on going, at least we can send you a text every day with some of the updates. And my cell number is 931-265-4765. Once again, it's 931-265-4765. Just text the word, you know, SLC updates, and I'll add you to that list and send you some updates from the convention, some of the big announcements that will be made. Again, in my 25 years, I'm more excited about the announcements that are going to be made at this event than probably any event I've ever been at. Well, for a lot of times they don't tell me ahead of time, so I can't be excited ahead of time. But this time I'm privy to a lot of things happening. I know, Mike, you've been instrumental in helping get some of these B2B announcements that'll be announced, and just appreciate your hard efforts there. So I was reflecting over the weekend and a little bit last week about what I might train on this morning. You know, I've counted as a great privilege to spend time with my team and coach and mentor them and help them. And in 25 years and in earning $12 million, you know, there's a lot that comes to my mind, things that I would want to share and talk about. And I was really trying to, I went off in one direction. I had a whole page of notes on. I said, that's it. And then just recently I was thinking, I've been building these raised garden beds, and I've been working hard down there, and I've been reflecting a lot, and I was thinking about, you know, what is it? What is that secret ingredient? And obviously it's not one or two things, but what I came up with was, you know, Legal Shield on the network side, we have the 10 core commitments. And I want to talk really today about being core with your B2B business. I'm talking to our B2B professionals, and there might be some network people on here. Great. I think it's important for everyone to be on a call like this. But I want to kind of modify the 10 core commitments that we have for networkers to kind of fit the B2B or the business solutions team. You know, what 10 core commitments is really, you can rename it the 10 core disciplines. I love this quote from Jim Rohn: a few simple disciplines practiced every day will begin to change your life. I could rephrase that. A few simple disciplines practiced every day or every week will begin to change your income. It'll begin to change your business. That's really what I want to talk about, is what are those daily disciplines, those daily commitments or weekly commitments that we must do. The reason we say daily / weekly / monthly, some things we do weekly, some things we do monthly, some things we do daily, some things we really do almost hourly, but they all as a sum together, the sum of all that is what we are, our lifestyle. It's our income. It's where we are in the business. And if you're not happy with where you are right now in the business, if you're not content with the money that you're making and the residual income that you're earning and all of that, the level that you're at, then really pay close attention to what I talk about over the next few minutes, because these are the things that get you there. Commitments equal disciplines. And, so in our business, in the B2B business, we have a pretty good pattern over 25 years and 50 years almost with Legal Shield in business. We pretty much know the numbers. And in our there's a 100K game plan doc in the back office in the B2B documents. If you don't have that, be sure to print that off. But it talks about on page 2, it says it's exactly the activities that you need to do on a daily basis and a weekly basis to earn a six-figure income. Now, I understand that some of you don't want to earn a six-figure income. You might want to earn $50,000. That's fine. Just cut all that in half. Some of you want to make $200,000 a year. Just double the numbers. It's very doable in our business. But we just said, okay, if you want to make $100,000, if you want to be a six-figure income, here's the game plan that we find works best. Now, there are factors beyond that. For example, dressing professionally and acting professional. That it's not part of the formula, but it's definitely a factor in your success. Your knowledge of the product and your belief level in the product is not part of that formula. It's not part of the numbers, the hard numbers. So if you do 50 calls a day, but you're not applying the belief level and the right attitude, like you could read the script in a negative way. My mind, or a bold, just not do it professionally, and then of course you're not going to have the same results. So there's a lot of factors, and Legal Shield, they're constantly with the legal side saying, hey, this, everyone doesn't fit this. Like if you do it wrong with the wrong attitude and the wrong belief level and all of that, even though you're making the calls, you might not have the same results, just to cover ourselves legally. But most what I find, and I think, Mike, you would agree, most people are not doing the calls. That's the problem. You're either not doing something enough or you're not doing something right. Here's the great thing. We can fix both those. We can coach you on how to do enough calls and enough activity, and we can definitely coach you on how to do it right. And so we talk about in that 100K game plan about doing 50 calls a day, which takes about 2.5 hours or 3 hours. I'm amazed. There's a lot of people that really want to earn a six-figure income, but they're not even making 50 calls a day. They're not even working the core part of their business, which is those 50 calls. They're not calling 50 companies a day, and that's really just 2.5 hours of work. So in essence, they might be real busy, but they're not doing the right activity enough. And we have to be on the phone. And eventually you can have referrals, and eventually you're doing more enrollments, and you can definitely land a big group like I landed the state of Louisiana. I wasn't doing 50 calls a day. I was probably doing 15 to 20 calls a day just setting up enrollments, but I had landed a 60,000 employee group, and I had to ride all those 60,000 employees. Also in that 100K game plan doc, it talks about out of those 50 calls, you're going to speak to about 5 decision makers. Which the flip side of that is you're not going to speak to 45, because you're going to do 50 calls and only speak to 5 decision makers. The other 45, you're going to either leave a message or speak to a gatekeeper, and you're going to set 1 decision maker meeting. And despite we're sharing those statistics and those numbers, the numbers of success, people all the time say, hey, I did 50 calls today and only set 1 decision-maker meeting. Well, we told you that up front. We told you it's going to be 1 out of 50. That's why you got to do 50. And then there's other people that say, I called 30 people today and I didn't set 1 thing. It's not working for me. I said, sure it is. You're right on track. You just didn't do the other 20 calls, and there was probably a decision-maker meeting in those other 20 calls. And it might not average out that day. It might take a few days of averaging out, but those are about the averages. 50 calls a day, speak to 5 decision makers, and set 1. And on a weekly basis, it's going to be 250 calls a week, 5 times 5, 250, 50 times 5, 250. Speak to 25 and set 5 decision-maker meetings and schedule 1 enrollment. That's the fruit of the weekly disciplines. Over time, you get that 1 enrollment scheduled, and that's the key. An enrollment every week, you're in front of at least 25 employees a week, in front of at least 100 employees a month. And that's the slight edge at work. You know, when Jeff Olson in the book, The Slight Edge, talks about that daily activity compounding over time, that's how you know, people like we just heard from Adam Thompson schedules enrollments every single week. And almost every one of our six-figure income earners schedules enrollments every week. Well, that's the activity they're doing that backs that up. There's a lot of calls where they don't schedule anything that are being made to schedule the one. So let's talk about the 10 core commitments modified for our B2B, our business solutions team. Number one, and some of these we don't change at all, but number one, start each day the right way. That's exactly the same with the network side. I mean, we set goals every day. You have a list, a to-do list every day. I have a list of things to do every day. And my wife doesn't do a to-do list very often. I've been coaching her for 32 years. But I always say, did you put on your list? Did you put on your list? And it's probably offensive to her. But I'm one that just, that's one of my core disciplines. I have a to-do list. I love crossing things off my list. If I do something that's not on my list, I'll add it to my list and then cross it off just so my list looks good. So, you know, set goals every day. You got to have a daily plan. You have to, you know, put a to-do list together so you're organized and effective. State your affirmations every day, your personal affirmations. And there, in our B2B downloads in the back office is called a B2B daily affirmations. Be sure to print that out and read those every day. Sometimes a prescription, the doctor will say, take 2 times a day. Well, if you're really struggling in the business, you might read those affirmations 2 times a day, 1 in the morning, 1 at night, or twice in the morning. And you'll see those affirmations are all in the present tense, like I am a six-figure income earner is one of them. Saying that mentally is so powerful. Here's one. I write a minimum of $1,400 in premium every month. Now, the biggest challenge, the biggest obstacle for almost every one of us is in our mind. Some of us are saying, I've only written $100 in premium this month, or I've only written $35 in premium this whole month. That's an affirmation. That is an affirmation. It's not super positive. I mean, it's not good if you're doing business solutions full-time. You're not going to be able to feed a family off writing, you know, $35 in premium. But you can see how that becomes our affirmation. Or I'm not going to make Performance Club is an affirmation. Or I made Performance Club barely is an affirmation. So what we're trying to do in these affirmations is they're positioned for someone that wants to earn a six-figure income, $100,000 a year. And in order to do that in group sales and B2B, you have to write $1,400 in premium every month or almost every month. I'm in front of at least 100 employees every month. That's the affirmation. Here's another way to phrase it that's not as effective. I want to get in front of 100 employees every month, or I'm going to try real hard to get in front of as many employees as I can this month. Those are all affirmations, but the one that I like best is I get in front of at least 100 employees every single month. That's the affirmation we wrote down. And then we've added a few spaces on there for you to write your own affirmations, which are also very important. So again, start each day the right way. State your affirmations, again, download those affirmations from the B2B docs and have a to-do list and set your goals every day. Number two, stay connected. You're on the call. I mean, you're listening to our team calls. If you weren't on this call live, you're listening to it in the back office. So congratulations on that, because that's what we're talking about. Stay plugged in. Stay plugged in to all the online training. Mike, we just have hundreds and hundreds of hours of training in the back office that people can plug into, and corporate trainings and corporate shows like the Business Solutions Show, and plug into all of that. stay connected so that you're on top of your game, that you know what's going on. It would be silly to say, hey, I'm going to earn a six-figure income in Legal Shield Business Solutions, but miss the calls and not plug into everything that's happening. And again, right now with so many exciting updates and changes, like you really want to be plugged into this event in Salt Lake City, because there's some big announcements that are going to be made that affect Business Solutions in a big way. And they're really positive and exciting announcements. They're going to be game-changer announcements for the fourth quarter and beyond. Number three, make 50 calls a day. In the network side, it's do two new exposures every day. Well, you can do that. You can do two exposures every day, but that's not going to make you a six-figure income in our business. So make 50 calls every day, 250 calls a week. Here's a great one. Add five new prospects to my pipeline, to my B2B pipeline every day, 25 a week. Now, I can add 25 in about an hour, maybe 2 hours. So we're talking about not a lot of time. You know, in 2 hours on a Monday, I could add 25 new prospects to my pipeline, sorting out the ones I already have, adding some new ones. I can sit on a street corner and watch trucks go by and add 10 or 15 an hour for sure, even on a not a very busy street corner. So there's trucks driving around. You could take pictures of the phone number, put them in your prospect list. But adding five new prospects every day or 25 a week, you can do it all in one day, is such a great discipline to have. Do at least one enrollment every week. And again, on page two of that game plan doc, it breaks those numbers down. Have that hanging out in front of you. And this number three here is really just about discipline. And one of my favorite all-time movies is The Pursuit of Happiness. And it's based on the story of Chris Gardner, who, you know, was homeless for about a year, and he carried that heavy machine around with his son. So he's homeless, he has a son, and he's got this machine he's trying to sell. I mean, it is an inspirational movie, and watch what he does when he gets his chance, when he gets his opportunity to work, you know, at a call center and sell stocks. He even learns not to put the phone down and keep dialing. He uses his finger to hang up and not place the phone. I mean, that is magical to our business. And you watch, I mean, if you haven't seen that movie or seen it in a while, watch it, The Pursuit of Happiness, because it'll motivate you to go to work. Watch what he does when he's given the window of opportunity. All of us have been given the window of opportunity. And most of us, I would assume, aren't homeless. At least we're not phoneless, because you're listening to this on a phone. But most of us aren't homeless. Most of us don't have, you know, a machine that we've got to carry around and try and sell. And we're not sleeping in bathrooms and stuff like that. I mean, most of us have a lot better starting gate than what Chris Gardner had. And that's based on a true story. Another one, again, one of my all-time favorite movies for inspiring me to go to work and take advantage of all that I have is The Cinderella Man, which is the story of James Braddock. And, you know, just, again, look what he does. Look how excited he is when he gets the opportunity. And what is the opportunity? The opportunity that he gets after breaking his hand and being unemployed and losing his kids and losing his family, I mean, losing his electricity, is down at the very bottom, and he gets the opportunity to get punched in the face. He gets the opportunity to get in the boxing rink with someone. And he is thrilled with that opportunity, and he makes the most of it, and he wins, and he moves out of that desperate situation he was in. He gets his family back and he gets back on his feet. But he remembers how all the tough times, and it's just one of those stories that once I'm done watching, I'm like, after Rocky, you know, you're just wanting to not necessarily punch someone, but you're like ready to break out of the mud and have success. And some of us need to watch those movies to really understand that where we are is a lot better than where they are. But we've got to work hard. We've got to grab the opportunity. Making 50 calls a day will seem very simple and very easy to do compared to what they had to do to have success. The harder I work, the luckier I get. Hard work is a key discipline of our success in this business. Number four, 10 weekly briefings and guests. Take prospects and new associates with you to do enrollments. You know, I used to always have someone with me. I was showing them the business, teaching them the business. That's how I got started. I've made $12 million in this business, and how I started was an enrollment at a police department. I saw the enrollment at a police department. Many of you have heard my story of when I went in, there were 37 police officers, and 33 of them signed up, and the guy showing me the business made $3,300. I mean, that's my story. I didn't have a business briefing. I didn't watch an online presentation. I got started by watching an enrollment, and it affected me in a big way, and I went out and sold 7,000 personal memberships. My team has sold 500,000 memberships. You know, duplicate yourself. Get away from thinking that you're in this business just by yourself. Find people to grow in the business with you. I mean, I earned my first $1 million selling the product as an employee benefit, but I've earned $11 million, another million every 18 months now, by helping other people get started in the business. So attend those weekly briefings. When Melanie Knabb, one of our $200,000 earners from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, when she started in Houston, Texas, even though she was focused on business solutions, and that's what I had recruited her to do, and she's become, you know, a superstar in business solutions, she went to a briefing in Houston her first week. She looked it up online, and she plugged into a briefing. Then there was another briefing in Houston, 30 miles away, and she went to that briefing. She attended two business briefings her very first week in the business, and she attends every Super Saturday. She is plugged in. You know, invest in your business. Number five, invest in yourself and your business. Such an important aspect of our business, investment. You know, invest in personal development. When we're driving as business solutions experts, we do a lot of driving. We drive to enrollments and we drive to decision-maker meetings. What are you listening to on your way? We have sample enrollments, sample decision-maker meeting audios, calls like this, and hundreds of calls like this available in the back office. Listen to those. Improve yourself. Grow yourself. There's thousands of personal development audios. Go over the B2B certification trainings again and again. People say, well, I'm certified. Or, have you attended a B2B certification? Yeah, I'm already certified. That's really common. You might be certified, which means you've got a certificate with your name on it, but you're not trained. If you've only gone over the B2B training in our back office once, you're not trained. You're not even an amateur trained. I mean, you might be certified. Certified means you have permission now to go get trained in this business. But you have to understand there's tons of information in those videos that Mike put together. And when you attend live B2B certification trainings, that's from a whole different trainer and a whole different perspective. There's people in our business right now that have never been to a live training, a B2B training, certification training. That, you know, they've watched the trainings, maybe 10 of, you know, just partially watched them, not like fully watched them, and they're wondering why they're not earning a six-figure income. I'll tell you right now, that's why. You've got to go get trained. It means going out with people that are successful in this business and field training with them, and it's attending and reattending those B2B trainings. You know, if you want to earn a six-figure income, I've got two son-in-laws right now that are going to medical school. I'm thinking, looking at all the work and all the, you know, literally 16-hour days they put in on you know, their internships and stuff, and the hard work they're putting in just to go, you know, become a doctor. They're not a doctor yet. They're just in medical school and becoming a doctor, and they're putting a massive amount of money. One of my son-in-laws, Tyler, who just hit his third year, is already invested $240,000 in his schooling and education to become a doctor. And it'll probably hit, you know, 350, somewhere right in there before he's done. The other one is looking at Vanderbilt. It's $500,000 investment. So invest in yourself and invest in these trainings. Neither one of them will earn residual income. In those businesses, our business pays us residual income on every single membership we write and that we keep on the books. Attend those events like the in Salt Lake City this Thursday and attend them over and over and over. Get fully trained. Read 10 pages of a good book every day. I added under the trainings link this morning in our back office, if you go to trainings, It has right there a link that says Book of the Month Archives, and that's a link to all of our books of the month for this year. And I would encourage you to make sure that you've read those books and study those books. But those are great books to have in your personal development library and be listening to or reading. Number six, attend a monthly Super Saturday event. Again, this is a great way to build belief in the product. They are inspirational. They usually have speakers coming in. Like Mike said, the Millionaire Club members, people that have earned $1 million in this business, show up to those events, and they're just a great inspiration. Again, I'll reference Melanie Nabb, went to two briefings her first week, and she went to a Super Saturday event probably in her first month. And many of our top producers, like Renee McKnight, one of our $100,000 earners from Oklahoma, is plugged into all the big events. And she's got a team that she's growing, and she's bringing that team to those Super Saturday events. Those are not networking events. Those are Legal Shield Associate events. They're for us. Now, some of the training might be focused on networking, which is great. Learn that part of the business. Don't be afraid of it. But you can usually take everything that's said and adapt it and modify it a little bit to the business solution side and make you a better business solutions associate for attending. So attend all those Super Saturday events. Be on the calendar. Make that a part of your goals that you're going to be at every one of those events. Number seven, attend the international conventions like the Salt Lake City Leadership Conference. I'm super excited. I'm pumped to go. I was looking over the schedule this weekend and just looking forward to plugging into everything that's there. All the breakout sessions are phenomenal. Get there and learn from the top leaders, the people that have been there and done it. The B2B training this Thursday, if you're in Salt Lake, be sure to plug into that. Nothing will, paint a bigger picture than attending the big events. Big decisions are made at big events. In my 25 years, I've never missed an event. I've never missed a convention. They used to be once a year. Now we have a couple a year. But I've never missed any of them. And I think it's a critical part of who I am and who I've become in this business and the success I've become. Because you never know what event you're going to pick up. Just a little something from someone. And most of it's mental. Most of it's not like, oh, that's how he said it, and that's how I'm going to say it from now on. Some of it's the how-to, but most of it's your why. And when I'm flying home from those events, I'm flying just a little higher than the airplane because, I'm fired up. I'm motivated. I'm inspired. I'm at the next level in my business, and I'm setting bigger goals than when I came into the event every time. Be sure that you're registered for Dallas in March of 2020. We're going to be offering those tickets here during the Salt Lake City event, so be sure that you lock down your seat. We're going to have a very special pricing just for our team, but make sure to lock those down for Dallas March of 2020. That's the next event this next year, the first event in 2020. Number eight, retention. It's step five in our five-step system, but it's how you earn residual income, which is a critical part of our business, hopefully something that attracted all of us in our business. Call your pre-cancels every week. I'm amazed. Every time we call through our pre-cancels, we find people that don't want to cancel. Now, there's some that want to cancel, but a lot of them don't want to cancel. They just change their account or they change their employer, and we got to call those every single week. Set a day of the week, and it takes about a half hour. Even if you have a bunch, it only takes a half hour. But get in the discipline. Have the commitment to call those every single week and save memberships. Sell the membership right. Don't oversell it. Get members to use the app, download the app and utilize the service. Help them and assist them in getting their will prepared and submitted so that they see value in the membership. Tell them, getting a will done is like getting 2 years of your membership for free. I mean, it puts value in the process. So the biggest single effect on retention is usage of the membership. If we can get them to use the plan, it'll have the biggest impact on retention than anything else we can do. And be sure to follow up with your members and be sure that you have that a part of your plan, that we don't just sell it and then move on and sell more, but that we're focused on retention. And retention affects our residuals. It affects our income, our residual income. It affects our bonuses and incentives, our performance club. I mean, retention is a big part of our business. Make it a big part of your business. Number nine, find a workout partner. Find someone to team up with that will hold you accountable and motivate you and help you stretch for more. You can have multiple workout partners, but have someone that you can go out with and work with. And it could be someone, just a coach or a mentor over the phone, that will help you and encourage you and stretch you to that next level. Choose a mentor who can help guide you to achieve your goals. And be a mentor. You know, it takes a certain level of skill to learn knowledge, but it takes a greater skill. It takes greater knowledge to be able to teach that to someone else. So, you know, when I started teaching other associates on my team how to do this business, I became better at this business. I know that was the same thing for Mike. He was good at doing enrollments and writing business, but when he had a team and he started coaching and teaching and training his team, the level of knowledge he had to be at to train was higher than he had to be at just to produce. So you can be a producer, that's great, but if you become a trainer, a teacher, it takes a greater level of knowledge, a more in-depth amount of knowledge, and that grows you as a person to that next level. So have people that you're responsible for and that you're coaching and helping and training and serving. Number 10, the last and final one, is double your business 1 year from now. I just say grow your business. You know, build your book. Every month that you write $1,400 in premium, you're growing your book of business. You know, set goals for the incentives. In my 25 years, I've never seen more money on the table at Legal Shield, just like stacks of money. Imagine a big table, just stacks, millions of dollars piled up. Those are the bonuses and incentives available to us on both the B2B and the team building side of the business. There's millions and millions of dollars, more money than I've ever seen available. And they're going to modify a few of those incentives and bonuses in Salt Lake City, and we'll update and share that information with you. But, I mean, we're starting a new quarter tomorrow morning. Make sure you're aware of the business incentives and where you sit and stand. And they send those great emails now telling you exactly where you are for your next bonus. But have a five-year game plan. You know, make $100,000 every year. And by that fifth year, if you've work the retention right and build a nice book, your residual income can be $100,000 a year. I mean, that's a pretty powerful five-year game plan, to work for 5 years hard and do what we do, and then in 5 years literally have a six-figure income in residuals. Again, a lot of factors are contributing to that. Your retention, probably one of the biggest ones. And did you make $100,000 every year, or did you put enough members on the books? But it's amazing how fast, and it might take you 7 years or 8 years, but where in corporate America can you go to work for 7 years and earn a six-figure income retirement? I mean, it doesn't exist, and in our business, it does. And there's tens of thousands of Legal Shield associates that receive residual income from this company. 40,000, I believe, is the number that I shared at the briefing Thursday. In the last 12 months have been paid residual income. That's incredible. That's powerful. And I get a residual income check every single day. Used to say, you know, except the weekends. Now we're getting paid on the weekends as well. I got a check on Saturday. I got a check yesterday. I mean, it's crazy. But it's an exciting time. Hopefully that information has helped you. Mike, sorry I went a little long there, but I should have probably done the 7 core commitments. But those are 10 core things that you can do to build your Legal Shield Business Solutions business, get yourself to the next level, have success. Let's close out the month in a big way. God bless each one of you and your businesses. I'm here to serve and help. Let me know how I can help you get to the next level. And Mike, I'll see you guys in Salt Lake City. And Mike, I'll turn it back over to you to talk about Salt Lake City.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you so much. You never have to apologize for sharing nuggets of wisdom like that. That was absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for your perspective. And again, just a great education on what it takes to be successful in this business. And I'm telling you, there's a reason why it's the 10 core. There's a reason why all of those steps are important. I guarantee there are people that are not having success, and they're saying, I'm doing it, I'm working the business, but here's the question, are you doing all 10? there's a reason it's not the 9 core or the 8 core. It's a 10 core commitment process, and I'm willing to bet that if someone's not seeing success, they could look at that list and identify 1, 2, maybe even more things that they could improve on and be more committed to. So thank you very much for sharing that. I do want to just make a real quick announcement. I meant to make this earlier in the call, but starting next week, next Tuesday, October 8th, Legal Shield Business Solutions is doing a special webinar training series. We've got this up on our back office. There's a link where you can register for that, or I'll just give you a direct site that you can go to register for it. But it's a 3-week webinar series. They're kind of taking a note from or a page from our book on doing regular webinar training series, but I'm really excited for it. It starts Tuesday, October 8th, and then it will go 3 weeks every Tuesday, so the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd. And it's on prospecting, and it's on decision-maker meetings. So those are kind of the topics of those 3 weeks, and I'm really excited. The first one's going to be with Alistair Edwards. He'll be talking about expanding your sphere of influence and prospecting in your warm market. The next week will be Doris French and Mindy Rogers, two six-figure ring earners, talking about cold calling and more effective cold calls. And then I'm going to be up on week 3 talking about next-level decision-maker meetings. And so you definitely want to plug into that. There's no charge. Every member of our team can plug in for free. You just have to register for it. Again, you can find that on our events page. You can also just go to www.solutionswebinar.com, solutionswebinar.com, and you can register there. Just a couple of quick notes in preparation for Salt Lake City this week. If for some reason you do not, you have not registered for the Thursday training, that Solutions in Action, you can register at the door. It's too late to get lunch. That was what the pre-registration was for, is it included your lunch. But you can register. I think it'll be $20 at the door. But you definitely want to make sure that you're at that training on Thursday from 9 to 3. Again, a big announcement going to launch the day there. The second thing that you want to make sure that you do in preparation for the event is download the app. There's an app by Cvent that you can download, and then just search for A Better World. That's the name, that's the theme of this convention. Download that app. Registration will be open starting Wednesday, and everyone will need to go to registration. I did call and confirm that. Everyone will need to go to registration is what Legal Shield is saying, so just go check in. That's where they're going to give you like your recognition envelope, anything that you need to be involved in kind of throughout the weekend will be at that registration. So just make sure that you check in when you arrive in Salt Lake City. Don't wait till right before the event to go check in. Make sure that you get that done in advance. Another thought for you. As you attend the event this week, I would encourage you to really come with a purpose. Think about what is it that you're there to learn? What specific areas of your business are you wanting to improve? What specific questions do you have? You know, you're investing to be here. You're investing to be in Salt Lake City. And some of you are hoping that that's a smart investment. You're hoping that is going to have a good return. Well, the great news is this is not the stock market. The return on this investment is really up to you. Now, you could invest in different companies in their stock, and you really have very little say over whether that's going to go up or whether it's going to go down. But you've got a lot to do with the return on this investment by how dedicated and committed you are, by being in the event, not just at the event, being a part of it, being, you know, making sure that butt is in that seat for the entire thing, by taking notes. Come with a journal, an empty journal, and take notes over what you can apply to your business. I'm going to tell you one of the most important things that I would encourage you to do, and this would be today, tomorrow. I don't know what day you're leaving, but I would imagine most of you are probably flying out on Wednesday. But today and tomorrow, I would triple down on the number of calls that you make. I know that the way that people normally work is if they're leaving on Wednesday, they'll spend today kind of tying up loose ends. They'll spend a lot of the time tomorrow kind of packing their bags. And, you know, I get it. But I'm going to tell you, that would be one of the biggest mistakes that you could make. The reality is the best way to take advantage of this event is to just pound the phones today and tomorrow. You can pack at night. You can make sure that all the stuff that needs to be thrown out in the fridge is thrown out. You can do that during the evening hours. Your daytime hours, I'm just going to encourage you, prospect like crazy and set up as many appointments as you can for next week, because I'm going to tell you right now, the best way to really take advantage of the momentum coming out of a big event like Salt Lake City is to come back to a calendar full of appointments. And again, you've got full control over that. You can get on the phone today and make appointments. You can spend time tomorrow making appointments. But I'm telling you, make as many appointments for next week as you possibly can. You watch what happens when you take the momentum and energy of a big event and come back and apply that to appointments that you've already got on the books, your business will go crazy. And it will happen in that second week of the month, in the second week of the fourth quarter, to set you up for a big month of October and a big fourth quarter. So I would take advantage of every second that you possibly can. Today and tomorrow and even Wednesday, if you're not flying out till Wednesday afternoon, prospecting and setting up appointments for next week. I'm so excited to be there with you. I know many of you are excited to be in Salt Lake City. If for some reason you're not there, again, let's make sure that you're on the in the communications loop to be able to find out about these events. It won't be the same as being there. I'll tell you that right now. Being there is going to be an experience, and I'm so proud of all of you who have committed to be there, and you're going to take full advantage of that experience. But we certainly will have a recap call where we'll be sharing some of that news next Monday on the call. But I'm just so excited. I want to say, Mark, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say that we will not have a Thursday night call this week. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. No call okay. This Thursday.
No Thursday call this week, obviously, because we'll be at the event. So
they can text me again. Let me give my cell number one more time, 931-265-4765. Just text me SLC updates, and I'll send you an update as we make different announcements at the event. It's not as good as being there, but it'll be at least you'll be plugged into the information.
Absolutely. And Mark is probably too modest to tell you this, but he prefers text like at 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Those are the best times.
Yeah, 2 a.m. where I'm up and working. Yep.
There you go. Again, a huge thank you, Mark, to you for that incredible training that you did today. It was really, really fantastic. A huge thank you to Jeff Shorter from the Utah and Wyoming Law Firm. We're excited to see him at the event this coming week, and also to Mr. Adam Thompson for talking about closing out the month. Go upgrade your own membership today. Take advantage of the ability to do that for yourself to earn commissions. That's something I've never seen before and may not ever see again. So take advantage of that today before the end of the month. Let's close September in a big way. God bless you. We'll see you in Salt Lake City, and we'll talk to you all very soon.